So then I would put little sentences on the board and have them get those out. Then from that on, they began to read. I didn't have any trouble with them, mm-hmm. and they liked it.
About how long does it take somebody to start to read fairly well?
Well, it's according to the interest they put in it. According to the interest. Sometimes they put, some of them want to just play, when others want to write. Well, you give them something to write. And if when you find out they want to do something, you give them something to do. And that, I found that very easy, if they grasp things. And some of them, you teaching some of them one thing, and when you put the others on the board, they watch that, and after a while they tell you they can read.
Mm. I see.
It's just what they just, some of them, and you.
It must give you a pretty good sense of accomplishment teaching people to read from.
Oh, did. It did, just to know that I could do that. Mm-hmm. And we really did. And I had no way, and I had no way of, I mean, no trouble in getting wet. Mm-hmm. I really put interest in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been a member of any kind of civic group or social club or church group, anything like that?
Well, yes. That was a lady called me about garden club just now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Still a member of that?
Yes, I'm a member of the garden club. But I haven't been I had a class in Sunday school. And but I've had to give it up, the work that I've been doing, because I've been ill. And I took it sick. I had a class in Sunday school. I had to give it up. Well, I didn't call myself giving it up. The lady who gave out books, she just told me she gave the class to somebody else, so I didn't. I was sick about a month. And when I got ready to go back to Sunday school, I called and asked her for some material. And she told me that she had given another lady the class, and I wouldn't have to be bothered about that. And she just sent me a book and didn't send me any material.
Mm.
So I didn't say anything to her, to her and the other superintendent. Because if he allowed her to do it, there was nothing else for me to do. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Were those young children you were teaching in Sunday school?
Well, they were from 8 to 12.
Have you traveled around much, either in the state or in this part of the country?
It's been so long. Going to Meridian was like going home. See, I told you that was my mother's home.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was born in Meridian?
Yeah, she was born in Meridian. And my two brothers were born in Meridian. But the three sisters were born here in Hattiesburg. She had moved to Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.